From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. It was 10 years ago on Good Friday that Northern Ireland's turbulent time, known as the Troubles, formally ended. For more than 30 years, Protestants and Catholics, Unionists and Republicans battled, sometimes to the death, over the status of their province. Then, on April 10, 1998, Northern Ireland's leaders signed the Good Friday Accord. The agreement paved the way for a power-sharing government in Belfast, and it seems to have redefined how the members of previously warring factions view each other. Brendan McAllister was a probation officer in Belfast during the Troubles. He now directs Mediation Northern Ireland, a nonprofit group in Belfast. Brendan McAllister, welcome.
Thank you.
Set the scene for us. What was it like to live in Belfast during the 1970s and 80s?
Well, this was a time when violence took hold of our society because of the campaign by the IRA of bombing and shooting, and because of a counter campaign by loyalist paramilitaries, which was in many instances outwardly sectarian, whereby innocent Catholics were chosen as victims as they walked on the street. So young people were growing up in that, on a daily basis, living with the huge security response to trouble. So it was normal to live here with soldiers on our streets in full battle dress, escorting police officers. You'd find a situation where a police officer might be administering a parking ticket surrounded by British soldiers to give him cover. So for ordinary people, life became dominated by restrictions on their mobility, by searches and security, and by occasionally being caught up in explosions or exchanges of gunfire.
Tell me about how the peace accords have filtered down to the lives of ordinary people.
Well, my children are aged 25, 23 and 21, and they really have no memories of the worst of the Troubles. Although, you know, they were born before the ceasefires, they were too innocent to notice that. And now that they're young adults out and about in our society, they are used to a degree of movement that we did not know growing up. In my time as a teenager, most of the nightclubs were blown up. We had four hotels. We ended up with none. Now in our town, we have a new hotel for Star Hotel. We have new nightclubs. We have new industries coming to the town, especially the retail industry. We also have levels of migration into Northern Ireland, where it's now over, I think, 14% of our population is from ethnic minorities. In my own town of Newry, we now have a Polish population that is beginning to outnumber the local Protestant population. So we're a much more diversified society, and in that respect, much more like the rest of the world. And that's bringing new influences and, of course, new challenges.
Brendan McAllister, Northern Ireland is viewed widely as a success story, a story of peace, as you say. How closely does the reality on the ground resemble our image of this peace story?
Well, it's interesting. The Dalai Lama was in town a couple of years ago, and I had the privilege of facilitating a number of meetings he had with political leaders, and he was very taken up with the question of why there should be violence between people who seemed outwardly to be Christian, Catholic and Protestant. And I had to say to him, Your Holiness, violence is no longer the defining problem. Division is now the problem. For most people, there's still the difficulty of living with peace walls. For instance, there are 27 peace walls in Belfast, segregating Catholic from Protestant areas. But the vast majority of people are not living on rugged sectarian interfaces. The danger now is that people will settle for parallel living and not be more proactive about finding ways to integrate the society.
Brendan McAllister is the director of Mediation Northern Ireland in Belfast. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.